And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A new report coming from the UK just told a different story than we're used to hearing. As it turns out, church attendance is up 50% in 6 years. And that biggest surge is coming from young men. Just a few years ago, only 4% of guys 18 to 24 were showing up. Now that number sits at 21%. Meanwhile, in Kansas, lawmakers overrode the governor's veto of a bill that protects foster families who hold biblical convictions. Governor Laura Kelly tried to block it, essentially saying Christians shouldn't be allowed to foster if they won't use preferred pronouns. But this time, the legislature didn't cave. They stood up and said what the Supreme Court said in 2021. Kicking people of faith out of the system doesn't protect children. It actually hurts them. Well, Constellation Brands, the makers of Corona and Modelo, just dropped their DEI program. They severed ties with the Human Rights Campaign, and this is all part of a trend. John Deere, Harley, Tractor Supply, they're all quietly walking away from the woke agenda, and not because they found Jesus, but because they found backlash. President Trump's new tariffs are raising eyebrows. Obviously, we all know that, but he just cranked up even more on Chinese imports, up to 125%. But smartphones and semiconductors, they're exempt. That's the head scratcher, especially for conservatives who watch big tech profit off Chinese labor while shipping American jobs overseas. Obviously, there's probably way more to this than I know, but from an outsider looking in, if you're going to swing the sword, don't play favorites. To Missouri now, where lawmakers are pushing a new ballot measure that would reverse last November's abortion amendment. The change would outlaw abortion with narrow exceptions for rape, incest, and true medical emergencies. Pro-lifers say voters were duped the first time. And to Kentucky, where the staff at Circle Clinic allegedly offered hormone therapy to a 15-year-old despite the state law banning it. The university says they followed the rules, but undercover recordings suggest otherwise. And to Idaho, where two pro-life centers are lawyering up. The Thomas More Society is defending them after abortion activists filed harassment complaints just to bury them in red tape. That's persecution, it's not accountability, and it's a reminder that these pregnancy centers aren't just clinics, they're outposts in a war, and they're not backing down. Good on them. And in Massachusetts, corruption comes home as Democratic State Representative Christopher Flanagan has been indicted on federal charges, including wire fraud. Prosecutors say he stole tens of thousands from a nonprofit, spending it on everything from mortgage payments to psychic readings. Apparently, the psychic didn't see prison coming. He's facing up to 120 years. Scripture said it first. You can be sure your sin will find you out. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.